Planning Commission meeting to order. And we will start with a review of minutes from the October 19th and November 2nd meetings. Those were also emailed out in the packets that we've already had, too. I took a look at those in there.
Did you print them?
Did we have those? Did we have printed copies of those? Were they only electronic?
These are what?
Yeah, sir. So they must be, were they only electronic or did you print them?
What?
The minutes?
Yep. What that?
There you go.
Over here.
There we go.
We went over this. Moment of suspense.
Yeah, Eric went over this earlier.
Thank you.
Oh, I got two November 2s.
Two November.
You can have mine.
You quorum plus two.
Love mine.
This is also, I only have November
1st. Are we on the second? Or is the, we have October 19th ones in here, too.
Said November
2nd. We have November 2nd. We have the
and the 19th.
Minutes.
Send one more down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't have mine. I wasn't here to be able to approve them.
Yeah, so I guess like we'll only have to approve like the November 2nd ones then.
Yeah.
Instead of October 19th.
All right.
I feel like there's an issue with those. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the oldest one I've got is September
6th. Did you finish that?
So,
did you remember that I did that?
Yeah, transcribed them for
good. All right, well, we have the November 2nd minutes ahead of us instead of the October 19th. We'll have those at our next meeting. But once we've reviewed the November 2nd minutes, we'll take a motion to approve. Second, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. On to number three item, the Stadium View Addition and Minor Subdivision. Gentlemen, please.
All right, yeah, so we have the Stadium View Addition, Minor Subdivision, preliminary and final plat. And so we have it's pretty simple. The county is looking to subdivide a lot with existing buildings. Total area to be platted 7.33 acres. Four lots and outlot will be created. And so initially we kind of went back and forth about whether or not this was going to be a major or a minor subdivision. I think we kind of put it right on the map. And so initially the comments of the engineer reflect that of a major subdivision. And so then after we decided this was going to be a minor subdivision, over here somewhere, there we go. Yeah, so then after we talked about it, about like the minor subdivision, there were some changes that needed to be made. And so, as you guys can see, the comments from Fire Chief Hansen, no issues from the fire department side, no areas of concern noted from the Wilmer PD side. Then WMU, all buildings on the property have water and fire service. The existing 8-inch water mains within the plat area are considered private as well as the hydrants. Then without knowing what the plan is going forward, I have little else to add at this time. And I've added a map of existing water mains to the complex. So the map is included in the visuals for you guys to see. And then also, so one of the concerns of, I just like the engineering comments, pretty extended, so I'm not going to read them. One of the things that was requested in the engineering comments and also by Commissioner Frank was the declaration of the covenants kind of governing the outlot that was to be created. So that is included in the visuals as well. So it's also in the packet. So you guys can look at that. But all of the concerns have been met. And so we even had some comments this week from the engineer, just kind of concerned about some of the considerations. And so Mr. Runke was pretty, I think you got those back to us this week. And so So the final plat has been updated with the considerations from the engineer, and staff is okay with, I think, approving, recommending this for approval tonight, with conditions that we work out the remaining discrepancies, like internally. I think they're pretty minor. Some of them were just kind of about the clarity about what needed to be displayed on the final plat, since it was a minor subdivision instead of a major subdivision. And that was just something going back and forth with engineering about. But. So with that, if you guys have any questions for myself or Mr. Runke.
Now, are these comments reflecting the back and forth, considering it as a major, or is this reflecting as a minor after kind of the, all of a sudden done?
Yeah. So this is reflecting all the back and forth, since like there are two sets of comments for the preliminary and the final plat, and then just kind of the conversation going back and forth. And so there was also like some emails that were omitted of just like, oh, like what's required on a major versus a minor, and then that's it.
So we can consider these the most up to date or the most relevant.
Show us where those existing water mains are, and have the easements been, the drainage easements, the utility easements been added to the preliminary plat?
Yeah.
I mean, this is so small, it's hard to read.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Do you want to ask Rocky, and I guess I can print off a big one for everyone to look at.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, just give me a second. Oh, all right. Make a big one.
What is the reason for having them all odd shaped and sized?
Reason for what?
Like they're all just kind of.
Yeah. That's the access that surrounds
basically the roads.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
So it comes in off of that.
I see.
So everybody has access to. Like get back to here, get back
okay.
to here.
Yeah. And then it just jogs around the buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt, can you answer that question?
What's that?
Whether the utility easements have been added?
There were no utility easements requested with that minor subdivision
process.
Because I had asked what they, the engineering reviewer requested. So for a major, you have to show all utilities. For a minor, it's accepted that you don't need to show utilities. So when I came to the utility easements, I asked the engineer what easements he wanted shown, and none were provided that he wanted any easements along the lot lines.
The engineer recommended that?
I don't know if he recommended, but Justice has sent an email and said the drainage easements don't apply to the minor subdivision.
Wow, and then they add as comments that they should be added. Or shall be added.
Yeah.
And that's the, we've had that happen on a couple plats we brought through. The engineer reviews it as a major when it's actually a minor. So it makes it look like we're missing stuff on the plat. But in reality, if you read the city code on the subdivisions, minor subdivisions do not need utility locates performed for a minor subdivision. They're more of the administrative utilities are in place, and you're essentially subdividing existing buildings, existing structures. So a lot of those comments, and I emailed that to Justice, noting to him that a couple of the items aren't required on a minor subdivision, both on the preliminary plat and the minor.
Because it's a minor.
Because it's a minor.
Yep. So they won't leave it in the comments.
What's that?
So they're still in the comments?
Yeah, they still have them in their comments, even though it's a minor subdivision. So which causes a lot of confusion. I know that was confusion last time also.
Yeah, I recall that discussion now that you mention it.
I don't know if I have my email there, but yeah. I know we went back and forth both on the preliminary and the final about what's required on the minor subdivision.
I don't suppose we have anyone from City Engineering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the other question.
The fire and water services are all private. My recommendation was that that be added to the access easement requirement for including recordable easements to make sure that all of those lots have access.
Yeah. And those covenants should include the utilities.
Yeah.
Are that
yeah,
it
did. Yeah, it did the last draft.
Yeah, first draft was that.
Fire hydrants and the water main, is that all within Outlot 8?
I don't believe so. On the preliminary plat, we had shown the above ground structure to show the fire hydrants.
Where's the fire hydrants?
Hydrants are not all in. You know, here's a couple hydrants. So we're showing them a couple water valves are in, but some of the hydrants are outside of that old lot.
Yeah, Adobe Acrobat decided to update.
Which means to show the slides to those hydrants, which would also be the sort of thing that would be.
Yeah, I'm sure these services to the buildings, we're not exactly sure, you know, just yeah. The above ground structures, we're not exactly sure.
I'm sorry, can I steal your paper?
Is there any question about future use of Outlot A to access the other parcels?
No, I think everything, like as far as like what was going to happen, should be addressed in the covenants.
Yeah, Outlot A touches all the properties.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but it says that Outlot A, the ownership is to be defined.
Section 3.2 provides the easement, and I'm referring to the covenant. And section 3.3 defines that Outlot A shall be the responsibility of Outlot A owners and equal shares in each owner of each one of those lots as an equal ownership interest, an undivided quarter interest in Outlot.
Thank you.
But there is something missing. We'll get to that when it comes to the recommendations.
All right. Cool.
Or any other questions that we have before we move forward? I know that there was discussion about the.
Well, we're gonna have to get an answer to the question because there's a discrepancy between the engineering comments. Again, this is the third time we've had these recommendations or requirements from engineering, and the requirements for a minor plat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The engineers are calling for these requirements 1 through 6, and some of them don't apply on a minor plat. We have to define, are they requiring them or are they recommending them? And if they are, I would also recommend that we have the plat, even if it's a minor plat, comply with those, because these are pretty standard.
Can we go through those 6 and define those tonight and see what we need and what we don't?
That's item 1.
Mm-hmm. Drainage and utility easements as required by code shall be included on the plat. Yeah.
And then item 2 would be to the extent that any of the water main and the fire hydrants are outside of Outlot A,
mm-hmm.
the declaration of covenants needs to be updated to include that reciprocal easement rights.
Okay.
Because right now it's just defining the easement rights within Outlot A.
Yeah. And it needs to move beyond those. Yep.
Yeah, we can just add that to this paragraph.
Yeah.
Obviously, when they first drafted it, Outlot A was just intended for the access easement.
No.
All right, so. All right, yep. So, one's not required. Existing utilities, not required on a minor subdivision. 3 was addressed. 4 is the signed survey, 5 is the handled by the covenants, and then 6 is submitted. And so the first 2 are not required, and so these are the comments that reflect like that of a major subdivision, not a minor subdivision.
So the first 2 are annulled.
Yeah, the first 2 are annulled. And these are things that we worked out in the emails prior. This is just, these are included just because these are the evolution of the comments of the from the engineer and in the letter that was sent as well.
And the engineer's confirmed 1 and 2 are out.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Jeff, is there a way when you go through this to have those comments like updated, have a parentheses or something underneath with a date?
Yeah. Like, what was taken out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that. Normally this doesn't happen. Like sometimes, right. Just like when there's something. So city codes are, I'll say, vary like city by city, and then sometimes like there is just. They may require something that they think is standard, but then, like, in our code, it doesn't apply.
Okay.
And so it's difficult to get it out of the, like, I can't just, like, redact the letter myself. It's something that we have to, like, comment on. So this is just,
right,
like, one of the first time that happens.
Yeah, just an added comment.
Yeah,
I'm sure we have to have a trails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can make it easy. You could, you know, follow each one of those, don't delete them, but just put the date and
right.
Work was revised.
Okay, cool. I can do that.
They set this the last one. Last one of the engineers.
Yeah, so that was
this is after those.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the final one.
So are you saying that you're going to have to get these things for every utility on that chunk of land?
Am I going to have to get what?
Are you going to have to show utility easements for every utility on that piece of property?
No, so that's what's required on major subdivisions. With this being a minor subdivision, that's not required.
Okay. We can get by with that in Dothree Township. Everything is.
No, we're just going to have a.
Everything is a major.
You're opening a whole can of. You said that you had a. Put utility easements for every utility that's on that property that wanders, meanders around everywhere.
Yeah.
So.
Hence why we're making it, why it's minor and not major. Right. And number three, as presented in here, the separate blocks. Lot 1, 2, block 1, as we see it.
That's shown, right?
Yep.
Where it's separated into a block 3?
Yep.
Okay.
Four, the signature from our surveyor. Five, the ownership outlay defined. And that's contained with the end.
Yeah, the covenants.
Covenants. Yeah. I think it's mostly in that section 3.
Mm-hmm.
And that's item 2 that I need to address.
Okay, fire away.
I'm not going to, of course, change the engineer's comments. But if you read number five, the ownership of all lot A shall be defined and any necessary access easements among the parcels shall be executed. They've accomplished that with the declaration of covenants. But I would have added after the word access and water main and hydrants because those are private. And the solution here would be to add to paragraph 3.2 of the covenants that the easement would also grant the reciprocal easements for all of the lots for the common water mains and fire hydrants within and outside of Outlot A.
Any objections or?
All right.
Yeah, I got no problem adding that to the conditions then.
Pardon?
Yeah, I got no problem adding that to the conditions then.
You have a problem?
I don't.
Okay.
can I get that though? Appreciate it.
They did address it by including the services, public and private utilities, to the access and use language, but it's not all within Outlot A.
That is a good catch.
All right, and then the last one being 9 bush 6, of course, the final plat being submitted for review. So the recommendation that we have in front of us is the approval of the preliminary and final plat contingent on the above referenced comments that we've clarified. 1 and 2 are going to be noted as having not, or being stricken, basically,
yeah.
But with a notation of that for a record.
Yep.
And then number 3 with the addition of that language to the paragraph in section 3.2, clarifying the hydrant issue.
That's 5.
And water mains.
Yeah. Water mains. And
yep. Okay. All right, any further questions, discussions, or points that we need to hit on this before we call for a vote?
Nope.
All right, I would accept the motion then.
Motion to approve.
And a second?
Is the motion for both the preliminary and the final?
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, just.
With the comments.
With the comments that we.
I just. Second. Put in the motion as both preliminary and and final.
Okay. Is that your second?
Okay.
Okay, there's a motion and a second for the approval of the preliminary and final plat, contingent on the above reference comments with the corrections and additions that we have referenced and documented tonight. All right, we're going to make a voice vote. Commissioner Kipling.
Aye.
Commissioner Carlson.
Aye.
Commissioner Miller.
Aye.
Commissioner Dressler.
Aye.
Commissioner Frank.
Aye.
Commissioner Fonseca, sorry.
Aye.
All righty, chair votes aye, motion carries. Excellent, thank you.
Very cool, cool, cool. Thank you. All right, so then moving on to the Westside Grocery Store plan review. So Jason Dowdy is requesting a plan review from the city for a proposed grocery store at 1600 US 12. This is an existing building. The grocery store would be a tenant in the building. The Department of Ag has reviewed and approved the plans. Recently we just got back the plumbing letter that there needs to be an updated plans that they need to resubmit on those. But that didn't hold anything up as far as like on the conceptual side. That's just more on the building side and controlling like the building permit. The building official is working with the applicant on a proper layout and need to finish for the space. And so what that talks about is the services involved, since they'll be handling meat. There are different standards required for like when you're handling meat in grocery stores. And then they intend to have multiple coolers, refrigeration, and handling meat on site. Yep. So comments from Fire Chief Hansen. He said there were no issues at the time. No areas of concern for WPD. And then current electrical capacity of the building is rated at 800 amps, currently using only 41% of capacity. And then engineering comments, once again, they thought that initially there was just like a mix-up, thinking that this was for a preliminary plat, but then since this was an existing building with the utilities and everything, they had no further comments. So.
So no engineering comments?
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, since it's an existing building, parking was sufficient, existing utilities already there. There was really nothing, it wasn't like an outlet or anything like that. There was just a mix up on them.
And this is not new to us either. We've gone through this a couple of times here. So,
yep.
All right, any questions or discussions, commission members? For a motion to approve that.
Motion to approve.
Review. All right, there's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, motion and a second. And we'll do a voice vote. Commissioner Frank?
Yes.
Commissioner Kipling?
Aye.
Commissioner Carlson?
Aye.
Commissioner Miller?
Aye.
Commissioner Fonseca?
Aye.
Commissioner Dressler?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I should have set this like up before the vote. Your parking concerns, like that's why they included the lease, like the commercial lease that was a request from last time that we talked about. So. All right.
Vote number five.
Yeah. So then
petition to annex.
Yep. So this is the final. So this is the final review, I guess, of the holding petition to annex. And so there's still some things that we need to add. We still need to figure out the financials as far as like what the tax reimbursement schedule is going to be. Still need to add the legal land description. So we need to talk to the assessor, since the current property is meets and bounds and unplatted. So we still need to add that in. But as far as like talking to the township, the communication I've had with them is if anyone ever decides the petition for annex from the township, they usually just let them go. It's not a big deal to them. So we just need, like I said, we just need to figure out the tax schedule. So I've talked with, I've already talked with the utilities. I think it's water and electric that you guys already have from WMU.
No.
So you guys already have
water and sewer.
Water and sewer. Okay. Yeah. So water runs through the street. I guess I'll pull that up and go there.
Actually in the ditch north of the house.
Yeah. Those were the comments. Yeah, so pretty much all the utilities are existing just right here, and they just need to connect right there. So the concerns from, no concerns from wastewater, there's plenty of capacity to serve them. It's just pretty, like I said, once we figure out the financials of it and the reimbursement, already contiguous. And so then I think like the legal question was if we could annex in a property that wouldn't be a contiguous zoning. And so, as you guys can see, this is a house, and then this is Genio. So, excuse me, just kind of like the kind of like almost smack dab in the middle of the southern part of the industrial park. This part right here. But talking to the city attorney, there is no issue annexing in a non-contiguous land use, and so.
So it's just going to be R2 then.
Yep, and so it probably.
It's pre-existing for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And so that'd probably be different if we were annexing in with intentions to build something. That probably wouldn't happen. That's probably
since
something
it's built already.
Right.
And that's a good example of how these zoning islands are created. It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think it's the other way around. Genio was created around the property, so it was.
Yeah. I guess any other concerns from the Planning Commission about like the annexation joint agreement? It's a hypothetical term.
Is there action we can take tonight, or do we have to wait until that tax structure has been?
No, so yeah, so you guys go ahead and approve it. I guess like with conditions, like once we figure it out. So this still needs to go to council, and then once it goes to council and gets approved, we have to take the public hearing for that. Then we'll then I got to take it to the township. And like I said, I've already talked to them about it. They said like once we bring it to them finalized, they usually said like once the city just tells them what to do, then they're just like cool.
A matter of information.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
No, well, I guess like yeah. So you guys do have to approve it, but that's it.
Yeah, I don't see any reasons why we can't.
Yeah. So we're approving the petition.
Yeah.
Here's what we're looking.
Yep,
to
and then it goes to the planning commission, or then it goes to the city council.
Just so we know we've got the proper language in our.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, commissioners, any discussion? If not, we would accept a motion to approve the annexation petition.
Motion to approve.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second?
A second.
Motion and a second. Make a voice vote. Commissioner Frank?
Aye.
Commissioner Kipling?
Aye.
Commissioner Carlson?
Aye.
Commissioner Miller?
Aye.
Commissioner Vosicka?
Aye.
Commissioner Dressler?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
All right, number 6 on 22nd Street Southwest storage units.
Yeah. So.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
So, a lot of action on 22nd Street on this meeting.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, right here, this is the property that we're talking about. So, Andrew Gimsey is requesting a plan review from the city for a proposed new construction for storage units in Wilmer at 22nd Street Southwest. This land is zoned general industry. Storage units aren't allowed to use with a plan review. 8 parking spaces plus a parking space for each employee will be required, and this is a 2023 project. And so currently these are the comments that we've received so far. So no areas of concern from the Wilmer Police Department. The entrance and the location along with the building setback should be good for traffic flow and visibility. WMU, there's a water main along 22nd Street Southwest that can be tapped for water service at the office unit if needed. Electric, we have 3-phase power overhead line that runs along 22nd Street Southwest that we can tap off with whatever they may need. Then engineering sent over their letter of what will be needed for conditional approval, and then also for them to receive a building permit. And so those comments are included as well.
Who's the current owner? Who's the landowner?
So do you know, do you guys currently own the land?
My business partner does, yes, correct.
Yep. So they currently own the land, like the applicant.
And is the with that big parcel of land, is the storage sheds area going to be subdivided?
No,
it's just wide open.
No,
nope.
It's just going to be the whole
thing. Yeah, and so that was one of the questions that WMU wanted, that WMU had, I think internally, of what was going to be used for the other side. And I think you guys said that the possibility of expansion
to the west towards Vernon.
Yep. And so that was something that we might have to see on like a, just for record purposes to have like what an expanded site plan would look like in the future if they were to expand. That way the configuration is, I think, functional. So, but yeah, so this is just preliminary. Tonight's really just more so questions and concerns that you guys may have, things that you guys want to see for approval, that you guys would need to recommend approval in the future.
Been provided with the city engineer's comments?
Yes.
Is there any issue? Any concern with ability to comply?
I don't think so. Nope. We'll look at done it as far as engineers, and a lot of that stuff will come from them.
So they're doing the landscaping and the stormwater and all
yep.
that?
Yep,
the civil stuff.
They'll provide all the civil.
So right now the only planned access then is that one that's along 22nd Street?
Correct.
Okay. If there were to be any expansion, would there be any access considered along 19th Avenue, or is that an option?
We wouldn't care to have that unless you guys were to require it for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't see a reason for it in my eyes, but that would be something that you guys would have to tell us. We would want to have a second access point, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, so I can check with the building official, and I can double check with the fire chief to make sure that a second access isn't necessary. And also, that would also change the review of the project, just because then that's a county road.
Mm-hmm.
So then the county would have to be involved.
Future use of
yeah.
property.
Yeah.
Is that a 30-foot setback from the property?
I don't think so. I don't think that's what they're required. Alright. Yeah, no, so from the front is 30, and then side for the street is 30 as well. So
it was just hoping that it was going to get a little bit close, but it's still over 30, but it's still here, so.
Yeah.
And we'll see a plan at a later date.
Yep. Yeah. Detailed site plan with all the parking spaces, and then once we get that. So I guess we'll probably need like a forecast of how many employees you guys think to have. That way we can accurately determine how much parking you'll need. So once we get that, then that's probably all we require, because it's they plug in 8 parking spaces plus 1 for every employee. So
will there be signage?
I believe so, and then we had a question on that, if we could put signage on both sides, both streets, or if there would be requirements that you guys would have for that.
So signing is a separate permit that's just kind of internally reviewed, so I guess once you get approval and then voting, then we can probably answer that. And so then signs over 7 feet tall, we need like a foundation plan and like footings plan for, and so we'll need like engineer plans for that.
Sure.
But we can cross that bridge once we get there.
Yeah. Does signage change if it's on the country road at all, or is that just a city?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
One of our concerns just is to not obstruct traffic views.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, so corner lots do have a much more stringent, it's like footprint, like where they can put them. And
right.
So sight lines are very important. So then also putting things in the right of way, that's how signs and like trees get ripped out and cut down. So.
Yeah, do you have plans for security?
Yes.
Gated?
Yep, try to stay gated.
Will there always be an employee there? Or? Will the tenants have access?
It's going to be a kiosk, and so the tenants will have access through that. And that's the only way in and out is that gated
entrance point.
How tall is the fence going to be?
6 feet.
Okay. Yeah, so I was going to say, so 7 feet, 7 feet is the threshold for engineered fence.
Sure.
So.
What is meant by the sixth note? The applicant shall submit construction details.
I imagine just like, is that not just like standard construction document language?
I mean,
permit.
Yeah. So normally, like with the construction submittals, yeah. So we get the civils, we get the architectural, and then. Also like the structural plans,
mm-hmm.
And so then I guess like there we don't have any like building material requirements, but I mean all of that would be like in the construction documents when we get it.
Okay, I guess that was my question, was that like are we actually looking at building details or is this like some document that you're looking for?
Yeah, I think it's just like construction documents, something that'll be
it's not for
what kind of lighting do you plan to have around the facility?
Just exterior lighting on the buildings, no light poles.
Okay. I was thinking if there's anything that would float over to those properties across the street. I mean, it's a little bit of a travel, but it's still.
Recently learned that WMU requires a photometric plan for all of their stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Okay. So not stated anywhere, but something that they are actively trying to address in town.
Okay.
So if you try to build anything, they are going to require a photometric plan. And so they require one, and then also then we review it just because the building official is the person who has to address it if it's an issue.
Okay. Good to know. All right. No action on this item tonight, though.
Nope.
So
any other questions, commissioners? All right, thanks for coming tonight and answering.
Yep. So I guess I'll be in touch just kind of about like if it makes sense for the meeting in December, if the first meeting in January is kind of where we'll take action. Thanks.
All right, we are on to our miscellany, I believe.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I don't think there is any. Yeah, I guess unless.
Did you make anything up?
No.
Do you want to?
No, I'm good, man. Second to last meeting. If you guys have friends who would like to be on the Planning Commission, that'd be great.
Have I got a story for you?
But I guess, like, so we'll hold your story. But other than that, though, you guys have any questions for me about any projects or anything, or...
Second to last meeting?
Of the year, yeah.
Of the year.
Yeah. And then for these two, short timers.
We got, Jeff. What we're on? We're on number seven, so we've got 1.25 meetings left. Miscellany is the last. Who's counting?
Short timers. Short timers.
So, did you get a letter in the mail from the
yeah,
city?
Yeah, I came down and talked to her secretary and said, that's not right for us.
Did you get invited to that next 3-year term?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to go against the city charter, though.
We have to have a formal note.
I took my letter in and I placed it on my assistant's desk just, you know, because that's where I put stuff. She looks at it and she says, oh, he must want to be on there another 3 years. And he calls in and puts me in.
Oh, man.
I came out and I saw the email because she copied me on the email. And I said, I don't think the charter will
say it. You're locked in. The form.
Yeah, I think I brought her a
copy of the page of the charter or something.
Oh,
section
wow.
4.02. Subdivision 2.
We should get an amendment for the two of you, with exception to Jeff.
If you can
Jeff
get
Kimmel
that through the, if we couldn't get going from 9 down to 7 through the charter commission, you're not going to get the other change.
So how about you join the charter commission?
There.
She showed me the list of names there, but I said I'm not old enough to be on that.
They're an old group.
Some of them were my teachers.
They're definitely an old
group.
That's
a lifetime appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, they only meet once or so a year, so.
But anything else there?
I have 3 years with the zoning appeals board for 6 years, so that's good enough.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, let's accept the motion to adjourn.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.